Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, y'all, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's do a little social battery check-in. Have you been feeling drained or bursting with energy? With this new job, I know I personally have been teetering between the two. I'm super motivated, but I'm also really drained because I'm not great at setting boundaries. And every time I find myself in a state of overwhelm, it typically comes back to me not being present or self-aware of how I feel in the current moment. When we're so focused outward, it can be really difficult to focus inward. And that's where all the social cues live that tell us when we need breaks or boundaries. But for me, building self-awareness was not a natural thing. It's more natural for me to ignore how I feel. And because my therapist has helped me so much with building self-awareness over time, I've been able to look around and realize that I'm not alone in this feeling. But if you've been thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And hopefully you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning. Welcome to day 278 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, I spoke about the importance of clearing out old negative energy in order to make space for more positive energy. And I want to talk about that in the physical sense as well. Our things carry energy. And if we don't clear out the physical clutter every once in a while, it will manifest as heavy-ass energy that bogs us down in our real life. You know that sense of freedom that you get when you drop your donations off, or the feeling you get when you deep clean your space and have a fresh start? You have to clear out the old to make room for the new. And that means being hardcore about the shit that makes you happy and getting rid of anything that doesn't. You don't need most of the shit you have, anyway. But we really shouldn't be keeping attachments to anything that isn't improving our lives in some way or form. If it honestly doesn't make you happy or improve your life in a functional way, what's the point? Obviously, again, this is my opinion, and everyone is different. And I don't think minimalism is the goal, but I think improving your well-being by recognizing your things do contain energy. So finding a way to create space and use the things that we have and love can be a really cathartic way to improve your energy levels. My suggestion is finding a home or a space for everything in your house so that you never have to worry about where things are going to go when you're in the process of cleaning. If it doesn't already have a home, make it one. Even if it's temporary or not perfect because you're not in your forever home, giving things a temporary space that is dedicated for them can clarify the cleaning process and help you to feel less drained when you do need to spruce up the place.
If you do have too much shit and want to get rid of it, sell it on Letgo or Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, or donate it to a local thrift store that's actually good for the community. Salvation Army and Goodwill are pretty trash as far as social issues go, but if you're desperate, drop it off there. Otherwise, ask around. There are probably some more socially conscious opportunities in your area, hopefully. And if you're listening to this and rolling your eyes because you're not a tidy person at all, I want to remind you that you can become a tidy person with practice, and you calling yourself a messy person is a limiting belief. Again, as is true with all of my advice, you're gonna want to start small. So make a space that you dedicate to keeping tidy for the next 2 weeks, a tiny space that works for you. Usually, I suggest a bedside table or an entryway moment because it should be something that can collect clutter but can also easily be reclaimed. Decluttering can feel very empowering and lighten some of the energetic ties that you naturally create when residing in a space. It is hard to feel free when you're bogged down with the shit around you, so let yourself feel a bit of the freedom and control that comes with the occasional deep clean and purge. Take photos of the shit that you have sentimental ties to, and then pack up the other shit that you can't bear to get rid of, but check in with yourself realistically every once in a while to make sure you really want to keep holding on to that stuff. This is obviously a very privileged take, but for myself, I find that I get bogged down with products that I'm never going to use, and I feel guilty getting rid of them because of the money or time invested in getting them, but that shouldn't really matter. Instead, I should just be grateful that I could afford it, and I should give it to someone who will get more usage out of it, or a second life, or send it respectfully to the trash, because in reality, it's only serving to bring guilt and a heavier energy into my home and my life. The money was technically wasted as soon as I didn't like the product and I forgot to return it, which signals to me that I must be more conscious and intentional with my future purchases instead of guilty about the ones I've already made. It doesn't feel good to throw shit away or get rid of things that I never used to their full capacity, especially coming from a poor childhood where we were supposed to squeeze every packet to the last drop and we drank out of sour cream tubs. But as I get to a better place in life, I really do notice how much better I feel getting rid of it rather than holding on to things as some sort of depressing trophy of my success. So be real with yourself and try your damnedest to not buy extra shit unless you're really going to use it to save yourself the struggle in the future. Things do carry energy, and we need to be conscious of that energy as a viable reason why we feel like shit sometimes. So clean up a little bit and see if that might help. You might be surprised at how good it feels. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.